Welcome back, Chad Hastie Show, News Talk 790 KFYO. Maybe we'll come up with some hurricane names a little bit later on in the program, but joining me right now to talk about a pretty cool little project that's going on here in Lubbock is Randy Christian. Randy, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Glad to be here.
Well, thanks for coming in. Tell folks a little bit about the McCartney Oak Project.
Well, it's really a fun project that was kind of came into my head when I saw the article about McCartney talking about the first 25 hits of the Beatles were inspired by our brother here, Buddy Holly. And I thought, you know, that's pretty incredible. I knew he had an influence, but that's remarkable. So, and obviously we've got a concert that is going to be coming up pretty soon.
That's a small little concert. Yeah.
But with all of that said, I thought, you know, McCartney's visit to Lubbock is going to be more than a concert. It's a very historical event for our city, and I don't think we'll really appreciate the impact of McCartney coming to town till long after he's gone. Hmm. So I thought, what could we do to really create some sort of lasting tribute and I don't want to say memorial. That's kind of, you know, dark.
Yeah.
It's like a hurricane thing. You know? But so that's where we came up with the idea of the McCartney Oak. And we kicked that off a couple of weeks ago, thanks in big part to some seed money from United Supermarkets. And who's surprised about that? They're always such good citizens.
Yeah, so, they kicked in a $1,000, correct?
And, well, and then we had $1,000 from Atmos Energy also, and $500 from Happy State Bank. But we're still a little shy of what we want to do completely to that area. But we do have enough money and we've bought the tree.
That's good.
And we're going to plant the tree next Monday or Tuesday over in front of Buddy Holly's statue, but not where it'll block the view of anybody driving by. And we've got it's really kind of fun that we've I said I really would like a multi-trunk. And we're going to get a red oak because they do so well in this part of the world. Mm-hmm. Live oaks don't tend to do as well here. But we do have a two-trunk live oak. And come up at one symbolizing Buddy and one symbolizing Sir Paul McCartney. And the idea that their musical roots, doggone it, like a lot, so many other musicians are deep in West Texas. So we're still wanting to raise about $750 to $1,000 where we can have a bench, we can have a marker to let people know what's going on. Ultimately, we want to have it handicap accessible. Excuse me.
Yeah.
And that's part of the dream. So that this red oak will just grow and grow and grow. And so I'm here this morning seeing if anybody would want to contribute nickels, dimes, quarters. If somebody wants to give us a grand, we'd take that too.
And where's this going to be located at?
The tree itself?
Yes.
If you know where the Buddy Holly statue is and you walk into that gate, it's just going to be just to the left of the gate.
Okay.
And it's the tree's going to be planted, as I said, next week, and then we're going to want to put a little sitting area around the tree. You know, the dream of it, a dream of is to be driving by someday and see a young musician in the shadows of that tree creating his, Peggy Sue or Penny Lane.
Mm-hmm. Well, and what's interesting about this is it's going to make that area, you know, more of a park type atmosphere too.
Exactly. Exactly. There are a number of trees around the perimeter of the fence, but of course they kept that open area because I believe there's going to even be some concerts within that grassy area later this summer and into the fall. But this will be to the south side of that sidewalk, or south side of where that grassy open area is right now.
So the tree's going to be planted, what, next week?
Next week is probably Monday or Tuesday of next week.
Okay.
And so just in time for Paul McCartney to come by and get his picture taken with the tree so we can watch it grow.
No, that's great.
We would love to have that.
Now, you never know.
I don't want to imply that that's going to happen, but it will be planted there early next week. And the Parks and Recs folk have been great. And if anybody wants to make a contribution to the McCartney Oak Fund, they can make a contribution at the Buddy Holly Center or any Happy State Bank location. So we still would like to raise some money to make that area the way we envision it. And I'm a big stickler that we certainly want to make it handicap accessible too.
Well, and I know you're trying to do this, you know, the right way. And, you know, everything's trying to be done the right way, including irrigation. You're going to have a drip line irrigation.
Absolutely.
You know, to where you know, this tree is taken care of. That entire area is really taken care of for years to come.
Well, and that's really part of the cost of it, too. We're going to make sure that it's planted properly, that it's got drip line, even though, you know, we've got a little problem with water right here. We're definitely going to make sure that it's taken care of. And, you know, we planted, my wife and I planted red oaks when our guys were born. And we had a tradition of going out and having a picture taken in front of the tree at their birthday. And so we thought that would be kind of cool if some people wanted to have bring their kids out, have the picture taken in front of the tree, and then come back and tell them the story of Buddy Holly and Paul McCartney. And that goes back to, I don't think we'll really realize the significance of his visit here till after he's gone.
Well, you know, we've had, you know, just recently Jack White was here. You know, you had Paul McCartney, both of which came here, and they said specifically because of Buddy Holly.
I'm glad you said that. I didn't see Jack White, but I read the article, and I thought, you know, that says a lot about it. Even his generation recognizes the impact of Holly on music today.
Absolutely. Randy Christian, one more time, tell people where they can donate money.
They can donate money either at the Buddy Holly Center or at any Happy State Bank, or you could mail money to 8001 Quaker Avenue, the Happy State Bank there. Or I'll come get it.
All right, Randy, thank you very much.
All right, thank you.